Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Delighted to have my next guest with me talk about the holiday spirit and the Christmas spirit. First Sergeant Robin Lee, U.S. Marine Corps in Lansing, the Toys for Tots coordinator. Welcome, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Very good. I know you and Santa are about the busiest people on the planet right now.
Just about.
Let's get a little bit of background on how this all came together. How far back does this program, Toys for Tots, go?
Well, it started back in 1947. It started in Southern California. Basically, a wife, a homemaker, she was making some toys, told her husband, who was a Marine, to go find an organization to give out, some needy children these toys that she made. Well, lo and behold, he went all over the Southern California area and couldn't find a organization to do it. So what he established was his own little internal organization to distribute out the toys to the needy children and family. Word got around. It started getting bigger and bigger, and with the help of Walt Disney from Disneyland, it exploded pretty much, and 63 years later, it's really big.
Well, if you're going to have a partner, Walt Disney isn't a bad one to help you with the PR, is he?
Oh, exactly. Walt Disney is the one who created our Toys for Tots emblem with the train.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that's a piece of trivia I didn't know.
He's the one who created it for us.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, where does the Marine Corps involvement come in this period of time?
Well, what we do is that we take time aside to help the local community. And we affiliate ourselves with the Salvation Army and other organizations to seek out families who are in need with kids to ensure that every child has a Christmas. And it's a process that's been going on for a while, and it's been working very, very big.
What you just touched on, one of the questions I want to ask is how do you find out the children that are most in need of receiving a toy in the community?
Well, we do not have the resources with us in general, so we work with the Salvation Army, and they do the application process. And from that point, the Salvation Army, they'll let us know which families are in need, and from that point, we will know who to distribute out the toys to.
Okay. And it's all throughout, when you collect toys in the Lansing area, is it all throughout a tri-county area or a
yes.
larger area?
Yes, the tri-county area mostly, but we also encompass parts of Shiawassee and Jackson area too.
Wow, this is a huge area.
It is a very big, huge area. We have sub-coordinators out in Jackson area and Shiawassee areas that takes care of those areas, but we mostly focus upon the Tri-County area.
Okay. What about this toy drive is an official activity of the U.S. Marine Corps at this point, isn't it?
It is. It's an activity that, like I mentioned, it's been going on for over 60 years, and it's getting stronger every year.
So. We talked about geographically right here in our area. It's a huge area that you cover. Is this program in all 50 states, or does it spread farther than that?
Well, it's in all 50 states, all the way from Hawaii to Alaska, down south in Florida, and East Coast, West Coast. It's throughout all 50 states. As of right now, we probably have over 700 what we call locations, which is part of Toys for Tots, meaning that every small duty stations from the Marine Corps to local coordinators that is part of the Toys for Tots. So we have over about 700 establishments all located throughout the United States.
How many toys are you estimating that you're out delivering toys today? How many toys do you estimate you've taken in are going to be in the process of delivering?
Well, so far as the counts keep coming in, we are estimating when this Toys for Tots is over, we're estimating between 10,000 to 12,000 kids, and each child will receive at least two toys.
Wow.
So we're looking over close to about 20,000 plus.
Now, you're delivering, today's Thursday, Christmas is Saturday. You're delivering throughout the day today and tomorrow as well?
Some locations, yes, ma'am. Normally what we do is that we have a warehouse established as our distribution point. But we try to, for myself, I try to outreach to some families who unfortunately did not make the cutoff time for the applications for to receive toys. So I actually will call organizations up, shelters, and see if they have some certain requirements. And then from that point, I'll do what I can in order for a child to receive a toy.
I'm just thinking in my mind while you're speaking, the logistics of delivering these kinds of toys, how is that done?
Oh, a lot of miles. we do have a government van. Unfortunately, we have one form of transportation, but we do receive a lot of assistance. Two men in a truck, they've been very helpful with us. And some other local moving companies that assisted us by picking up and dropping off toys throughout the whole area.
There was a foundation formed to help in this process. How important is that foundation to the work that you do?
The foundation is very important, especially with the local community. It it helps with family that's in need. We estimated probably close to 4,500 families who we have assisted, and we understand with the economy that we're in for the past few years, it's become a huge challenge. And every year we've noticed that we've been getting more and more family in need. So the foundation we would not be a foundation without the help and support of the local people. It's basically the people such as yourself and the area in general, which the generous donation that we've been receiving. In order to make this work, we need the assistance of the local community, and with a lot of support that we've received, and we were able to make this Christmas happen for a lot of kids.
But my next question is, when do you start on next year's Toy for Tots drive?
Well, that's a funny little question. That's a question that's always the $64,000 question, but we're looking at end of September, early October timeframe.
Okay.
To kick off with Toys for Tots.
And I guess my last question is, how much do you guys love this, the Marines?
You know, we love it a lot because as much as hard work we put in, and believe it or not, it is a lot of hard work with the logistics and picking up toys, dropping off toys, it all pays off dividends because we know that on Christmas time, knowing that it's going to put a smile on the child's face, it speaks volumes pretty much.
Absolutely. And, well, as a community member, Sergeant, I just want to say thank you for what you're doing and bringing Christmas smiles to so many thousands of children in the mid-Michigan area. I thank you so much. First Sergeant Robin Lee with U.S. Marine Corps Lansing Toys for Tots Coordinator, Merry Christmas to you.
Well, Merry Christmas, Cheryl, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening. We'll be back in just a bit with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.